America. Tonight, each and every show, we teed up with our pal from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham is with us. And Justin, boy, a lot of things happening in Washington, especially when it comes to Lois Lerner and this whole battle with the IRS and what does she know, and twice pleading the fifth when she was before a committee in Congress. And now the House had a full-on vote. What was that vote, and what did they decide to ultimately do? Are they holding her in contempt of Congress?
Exactly. This was a vote that came down to 231 to 187, so largely party line. And it did vote to censure her and to hold her in contempt of Congress. So now it's going to be going to a federal court where they are going to decide whether or not her argument that she was simply maintaining her Fifth Amendment rights is going to stand. So this comes, of course, with a pretty hefty consequence. If they find her guilty, you know, she faces up to 1 year in prison or a $1,000 fine. But it looks like at this point she's going to be getting a pretty level-headed trial. But nevertheless, she is still joining a very rare league of Americans who have been censured by the House itself, a tool that Republicans have been much less shy to really pursue in the current political environment.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so we'll see if there's any teeth to that, but it's what you said. At least the vote is certainly there on the record. Benghazi. I mean, this has been talked about for a long time now, and again, being recycled because of what happened with the emails and the revelations over that and the back and forth with Jay Carney every day in the White House press briefings lately. And now Hillary Clinton comes out and says there's no reason for the new Benghazi probe. Is that right?
Exactly. She pointed out that there have been about 2 years worth of investigations with the House Oversight Committee looking into Benghazi, and they have yet to have really come up with the smoking gun that they're looking for. Even the most recent revelations that were obtained by Judicial Watch, which showed some starkly political communications between the White House and then UN Secretary Susan Rice, have really proven to be politically embarrassing, but not necessarily illegal, and have not really suggested what Republicans have been trying to prove for so long, which is that the White House intentionally lied about what they believed the cause of the Benghazi attacks were. So that's moving forward. We've also seen John Kerry saying that this is a starkly partisan exercise, but that he is nevertheless going to be participating with the committee, both the select one as well as the House Oversight, in order to send the message that the administration has nothing to hide.
All right, how about this story about Russia and the Ukraine, the White House rejecting Putin's claim that they're pulling back from the territory where the troops have been occupying, dancing along that eastern border. What does the White House say about that?
Well, the White House is pretty much saying that there have not been any shifts in terms of the Russian troop positions. And this was something that was also backed up by the Pentagon today. They said during a hearing that they have not seen any significant changes. So it looks like Putin may be less than forthcoming when he tries to put forward to the international community that he has sort of toned down his actions. So that's something that, of course, is going to be closely watched.
All right, the last one, they've been trying to, there have been a group of people and some pretty powerful people that are trying to start a women's history museum, and they had a vote, I guess, in the House as to whether to study the women's museum, and there was a female who objected to it. What's that story about?
Well, it looks like Michelle Bachmann is objecting to it. There have been, a number of kind of rumblings from the conservative community that there are enough museums that are sort of based around celebrating, minority culture within the U.S. Today she, spoke out and said that this was something that sort of celebrates a radical feminist movement and is something that she's not going to be supporting, which is relatively interesting considering there have been a good number of conservative women in the House who have favored this. But she is somebody who is going to be stepping down at the end of the year, doesn't really have anything to lose, and it looks like now she is, simply speaking her mind on something that, would really shock a lot of people.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, Justin Duckham, Talk Radio News, thanks so much. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Coming up the rest of this hour, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions, including dumb things I shouldn't have done. Boy, it's become a popular segment. In case you never heard it, all of us have that in common. That's right, we're human. And we make silly mistakes now and then. And sometimes they don't seem like they're so silly when they're actually happening to you. The obvious ones include losing your keys, or perhaps hiding your key and thinking you can find it and then not remembering where you put it. Boy, I did that with a spare car key. It took forever to find it. I finally did. You know, that whole thing about I'm going to save it in a safe spot, and then you forget the safe spot. You need a map to find the safe spot. So anyway, that's coming up at the tail end of the hour. Also, we'll update you on the Nigerian kidnappings. I had a great conversation with somebody today about what needs to happen and what has been out there now for some time but was ignored, since the amount of people that have pushed forth these petitions, it's now turned the tables on what's going on in Nigeria. It's very chilling to me to think, can you imagine your daughter being gone in an instant and nobody does anything or cares? There's no milk cartons missing. There's no Amber Alerts. There's no nothing. Just blank faces from the people who are supposed to care when you tell them that your daughter's just been kidnapped. So we'll dive into that a little bit. And, of course, over-regulation. We're kind of tired of too many regulations, aren't we? I'll explain what the latest round includes. But how about this? I got a note from a buddy today in Washington who said, you're not going to believe it, but how about the Treasury booking a $114 billion, that's right, billion, surplus in April? Do you know that's the biggest bump since 2008? Oh, 2008 was a rough year, wasn't it? And that's from the Congressional Budget Office. So for the first 7 months of this year, which, remember what the where it starts government-wise, that would be October 1st, the CBO is saying that the country's racked up $301 billion deficit, which is $187 billion lower than it was for the same time last year. Like, woohoo! So we're a little bit lower. And they actually saw a 7% increase in individual income taxes and payroll taxes, a 15% increase in corporate income taxes, and a 37% increase in money paid to the Treasury by the Federal Reserve. Now, if you take those numbers, the areas that saw the biggest drops would be unemployment benefits. Well, you know what happened there. Homeland Security, that was down 31%, so was the unemployment benefits. Ag was down 12%, and defense spending was also down 5%. Don't know if that's necessarily such a good thing when you think of the struggles that we've had in this back and forth with, ooh, what happens when we slice too much from defense, right? But most of the drop in overall spending, you can pin it on bigger payments from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to the Treasury. Finally, they're paying it back. All right, we're paying it forward. You want to share? Please do. 855-266-5283. I'll meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
To the 80s, circa 1984, Madonna, back when she was very different than what she turned out to be. I guess she was like a chameleon anyway and metamorphosized probably six times in her career. How about that for a big $10 word? Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. You want to throw in your 2 cents and add some flavor to the show? Oh, please do. 855-266-5283. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to have a conversation with Neil McCabe. If you haven't heard Neil, you need to listen to him because he goes off on a rant about why is it that the bad guys, the money guys, the bag men are always purportedly only Republicans or Tea Party people? What about the secret side of the liberal left? And he goes into some interesting details about some of the meetings that are held, what it costs to get in, and how George Soros pulls a lot of the strings. Not that we haven't heard that name before, but it's pretty interesting, especially about a meeting that just happened over the Keystone Pipeline. And you know that's like my hot button issue. Let's go to Jack down under. Hello, Jack. How are you?
Okay. Now, normally when I cover stories for you, I am Johnny Serious, except when I'm trying to sell tickets to you wearing a tennis miniskirt, like Dan trying to sell tickets to you when Mr. Obama gets impeached. But it's nice that Nathan played the Madonna song because I feel like singing like a MacBook, wed for the very first time. There's this joker down in Florida, the guy by the name of Chris Sevier, who is petitioning the court to marry his laptop computer.
Oh, man, are you kidding me?
I found this on Drudge. It linked to a story in the UK Telegraph. Mr. Sevier is arguing that if the gay community are allowed to get married because they're a sexual minority, that since over time he has fallen more in love with the adult activities that he can do on his MacBook, that he should be allowed to be able to marry his computer.
Is that ridiculous? That is ridiculous.
I know. But I'm trying to think now. Does that mean he has to get a divorce and split half of his software with the old MacBook if he wants to get it, divorce and get an upgrade to the latest model? Or could you imagine the infidelity hearing? My husband's playing up on me with a PC.
Or what if an iPad got involved somehow in the middle of that? Yeah, it's nasty.
That might be seen as something. Oh, yes.
That's right.
Yeah. But then again, I suppose with all this computer infidelity, John McAfee's virus removal tool will be working overtime.
Yeah, to say the least, he's already made a fortune on that, and look what it did to him. So now maybe some more. Yeah, there you go. That is a crazy story. Of all the things, you know that there's been people who have wanted to marry other inanimate objects and crazy things, but that's pretty brutal with a computer. That's crazy.
Oh, definitely.
I'm glad you shared that. That's nutty.
Who gets the MP3 collection in the divorce?
Yeah. Boy, I don't know. That's a good one. And how long could the marriage possibly last? Because the life of a computer is how long?
About 12 months to 2 years, I think.
Yeah.
I'm in a dilemma. I've got to upgrade a good chunk of my computers to because now that XP has been the support has been removed, most of the computers that I had running XP don't have the drivers for Windows 7 or Windows 8 because they're just too old. I mean, they work reliably. I've had no need to replace them until now.
I know, it's ridiculous. I mean, the people behind computers just in general are smart because they realize they have you. Between software and everything else and all the updates, they've got you. It's an amazing amount of money that has been made thanks to technology.
Oh, incredible. And, I can see why at one stage the people at Microsoft stood up in front of the Senate's defense hearing and said that open source, something like Linux, which is an alternative operating system, was a threat to national security. And when you read between the lines, it was a threat to our bottom line because, unlike Microsoft or Macintosh, who sell their operating system, I mean, you can download Linux in multiple flavors, and it's free. I mean, you can make your machine look and act like a PC or a Mac, whichever you're more comfortable with, but it is free to download, as is most of the software that goes on it.
Yeah. It's like we've had these discussions before, Jack. You know this. It's like now everything, the extras that you pay for that you never had to pay for before, television isn't really free because you have to get some sort of cable. You have the protection you have to have for the computer, so the virus protectors in every single computer you own. Upgrading the computers, like you just said, what happens when something becomes obsolete? With your phones, the contracts and upgrading the phone, and then what happens? You can't get the same phone you like that you just got used to, so you have to upgrade. Granted, you might be getting some super slick new model, but you have to transfer everything over, even though it's in the cloud. It's crazy.
I haven't been able to trust the cloud yet. I'm one of these people that if I can't store it and protect it myself, how am I going to trust somebody else to do it? And with hackers the way they are, let's face it, if a hacker wants to seriously get in and mess around with something, they're going to do it. So I just can't justify trusting my business information on the cloud just yet.
Yeah. I feel like you. I mean, it's like the cloud is out there, and it's like it's the cloud. It's very strange. I agree with you. I don't know that I trust it 100% either. Same thing.
Well, yeah, and you know, plus being a, my aspiration of trying to be a conservative talk show host, you know, the blogs and the podcasts that I put out attract a lot of ne'er-do-wells who would like to see me silent.
Right.
So, you know, I've got to run serious firewalls here to try and keep at least the amateurs out of it, the ones that just want to, you know, shut me down because they don't like me exposing the truth. You know, and, you know, I would imagine that GCN, you know, your colleague Alex Jones has a similar problem with his program and his network. Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, you know, all of these guys would be having similar sorts of problems.
Yeah, I think anyone's vulnerable. Anybody who's on the air, period, is vulnerable, and absolutely anybody who is attacking what's going on in the country probably even more vulnerable. And then just the crazy hackers in general. And what it is that they're connected to or trying to get connected to, you're right. So it's very, very difficult to not have that happen, not have computers crash. I've had it happen to me 3 times, and it's because of that, where somebody hacked in and as you, what did you call them, ne'er-do-wells, being on lists, didn't
I
like what you said.
A radio-appropriate word, didn't I?
You're right, but that's what happens, because you're always you're bound to say something that somebody doesn't like, and then who knows what they can possibly do as far as whatever their expertise is. If they happen to have the right kind of stuff to hack, they're going to go after you for sure. Jack, as always, thank you, man. What a funny story.
Anytime, Kate.
Thanks. Hey, marrying a computer, boy, that takes the cake. We know that people have come up with some strange things, but definitely, that was really way out in left field. I saw a little blip on that story, too, as Jack was saying that it was on Drudge. They did have a link to it. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. That would be kind of one of those dumb things I shouldn't have done. Spend money on that? What? No way. All right, so what's the buzz all over the land that you and I are probably talking about when we get on the elevator? We'll talk about it next on ATN.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Segment of America tonight, Cuba and U.S.-based exiles, what's the deal there? Divorce and Social Security, yikes. What's the latest on these missing girls in Nigeria? And all of a sudden the world paying attention after everybody ignoring it for so long. And then there's this story, which I think is... really, so far at this point anyway, and I know we're midway through the week, I'm going to call this, the boo of the week so far. So you know that the crowd is so warmed up, they're anxious to jump on it already. You know that during World War II, and of course George Clooney just had that movie about all the stolen art and what the Nazis were doing going after all the artwork. Well, this just happened. There was this recluse, a German recluse. His name was Cornelius Gurlitt, and he had a treasure trove of paintings and drawings, Chagalls and Picassos and all that sort of stuff. And he was hoarding it. He was hoarding masterpieces in his Munich apartment. It was masterpieces that, in fact, were looted by the Nazis from the Jewish owners that they killed in World War II. He died after a heart operation this past week. So it was a routine, after routine check on a train from Switzerland, turned up wads of cash, it triggered a tax inquiry, which led to the revealing of Gurlitt and what he had in his apartment. An 81-year-old who had decided to return home, looked after by his doctor and nurse, after a heart operation, spent his final days in the apartment that once housed all of that beloved collection. Do you know how much he had? He had 1,280 pieces of art assembled by his father Hildebrand, an art dealer, put in charge of selling what Adolf Hitler called degenerate art and ordered to be removed from state museums to help fund the Nazis' war effort. It's now worth 1 billion euros, or if we changed it into U.S. money, 1.4 billion. And the hoard remained undetected for decades in Munich, in that apartment and a house over the Austrian border in Salzburg. Gurlitt sold pieces occasionally to finance his lifestyle and his health care. So when this story broke, I mean, it set off seismic shockwaves, I guess is what you could say. A lawyer for one of the people claiming that, you know, Gurlitt stole their art says Gurlitt's death should mean that German authorities have fewer reasons for delaying the return of that stolen artwork to the rightful owners, the heirs of the people who had that art. And there are many of them who are starting to say, whoa, listen here, you know, hand it over. We want it. For example, there's a retired lawyer who's got a claim on a famous painting called Two Riders on the Beach by Impressionist Max Liebermann, who was Jewish, and they had that painting, his family had that painting, and he wants the painting back. His name is David Torin, and he's an heir of David Friedman, who was from that area, who owned the painting from 1905 to 1939. Turin said he could remember the picture hanging on the wall of his great uncle's villa before the war, which is, it's just so creepy. It just, even last week, the incredible conversation that we had, which, by the way, you can catch, if you miss some of America Tonight, and you go to americatonight.net, go to, click the tab at the top, and go to features, what you missed. If you click on that, some of the interviews, we just randomly pick different ones that we think are really cool, and we'll post them up. And one of the interviews is from last week, and the interview was with Martin Goldsmith. You might remember him from NPR. Right now he's on Sirius XM. He's a classical music guru, and I mean, he's an expert. His family murdered uncle, grandfather, so many in his family at the hands of the Nazis. They were on a boat that never could land. They escaped. There's about 900 on the boat. And the boat was called the St. Louis. The U.S. wouldn't take them in. Cuba wouldn't take them in. They had to go back to Europe, and they were, almost everyone on that boat was eventually killed. So after just talking on Holocaust Week, after just talking to Martin Goldsmith, then to hear this story, it just brings it all home. It's so chilling to think about the atrocities that happened. And that's just one of the things, just stripping people of their dignity, of their lives, of whatever the possessions were, are one thing. But it was their excuse to fund the war, so it's adding insult to injury. And now it'll be interesting to see how many other people are going to be able to say, hey, that was in my family, that Matisse was in, is it was in my family, and I want it back. In Cornelius Gurlitt's mind, the German state had no right to impound treasures he called the love of his life. He agreed to cooperate when he was alive with the authorities to determine if any of the art had been stolen or extorted from its original owners, including Jewish collectors fleeing the Holocaust, under an agreement that permitted a task force to research the works of suspicious province where others were returned to him. And I think now this is going to be interesting as they pull this all apart and try to determine what, you know, who belongs to what painting belongs to what. So Gurlitt himself told the newspaper Der Spiegel that he was giving nothing back willingly. So people who had claims to some of these paintings were furious and kind of reserved their anger for the German police or law enforcement types who kept quiet about the discovery for a year and a half until a story in a news magazine made them go public. All this stuff was hidden in those places that I mentioned. And then George Clooney did that movie, The Monuments Men, which that was what this was about. That the whole idea of returning some of the confiscated artwork. And if you remember this, Hildebrand was arrested as a Nazi collaborator, but freed because he was one quarter Jewish. And he persuaded the Monuments Men, that military unit set up by the Allies to save the cultural heritage in Europe. And that was the movie that Clooney made, to return the works that they had confiscated. So, wow, this is a big story if you think about it. The fact that he had lived among those treasures for so long, and now he died after a complicated heart operation just a couple of days ago. Big story. Cornelius Gurlitt dead. Now what happens to some of that artwork that mysteriously has slipped into a couple of different directions? Finding it, claiming it, all of that's going to certainly take some time, without a doubt. All right, we make a wild twist from terror in the past to terror that's happening right now. Boko Haram attacked and killed hundreds as Nigeria has offered lots of big money for these girls all of a sudden. So this new massacre it was just awful, is what they're saying. As of Wednesday, police are offering $300,000 for information leading to the rescue of these 200-plus schoolgirls that have been held hostage by this extremely sick radical Islamist cult, I'm going to call them. And the latest attack happened on the border with Cameroon, where gunmen this week scorched buildings, fired on civilians just when they were trying to flee. I mean, just opened fire, boom, for no particular reason. You just happen to be in the wrong place. And they call them senators. The area senator, Ahmed Zaina, put the death toll at 300, saying it was information provided by the locals and that the town was left unguarded because the soldiers based there had been redeployed north toward Lake Chad to try to rescue the girls kidnapped by Boko Haram on April 14th. So it's shocking, this mass abduction and then this slaughter of the people. Now it is global. This has gone viral, global, I mean everywhere. So the United States, England, France, China, a lot of people offering to help. They're going to clamp down on these vermin. I really feel like they can behead this group anyway, so to speak. Nigeria's response to the kidnappers has been weak-willed, ridiculous, and cowardly. Now, because of these activists and parents and all of this, it just couldn't be swept under the carpet anymore. And they're looking for them and offering big bucks. So, I mean, big bucks in the sense that somebody who knows something should be able to connect the dots. But it's awful. It's awful, the clamp that they have on these kids, on some of these people. I mean, it's just pure evil. Pure evil. All right, hang with us. We're going to lighten the load a little bit on the flip side. Dumb things I shouldn't have done.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
All right, we're making those final couple of turns here on America Tonight. As we head for the straightaway, I want to mention this. The Big Bad Network, the mothership, does pump out this incredible newsletter, and we're featured in it. Yes, that's right, because we picked up yet another affiliate. WQXL has been added to the lineup. Woo-hoo! Along with my buddy Alex Jones. Yeah. So how about that? And we're excited about that. Of course we're excited about that. Columbia, South Carolina. I really like South Carolina. I've spent a bunch of time there. I have some good friends that live in, actually, Charleston, South Carolina. So if you go to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, you can check out the newsletter, and it tells you all the comings and goings and really cool things that a lot of the other hosts and are doing and some other things that are happening on the network. And also, if you tune in on Monday, I am doing double duty. Jason Lewis, my other friend on the network, who is on the air from 5 to 8 Central, so that would be 6 to 9 Eastern, and you can do the math on the rest of them. I'm doing his show on Monday, Jason Lewis's show. He has some interesting things that he talks about, and he's had some great success with this golf thing that he's doing, and it's always fun to fill in for Jason. So I'll be doing that, and then I'll be doing America Tonight. Wow, that's a lot of Kate on the network. A lot of Kate. Coming up, we're going to do dumb things, but before we get there, let's go to Pete first. Hey, Pete, how are you?
Katie, Bob.
Hey.
I heard a rumor.
What'd you hear?
I heard that AT&T was trying to buy DirecTV. Have you heard anything like that?
I have heard that as well.
Ooh.
That's monopoly. Isn't that a monopoly?
New phones for everybody.
You know what's brutal for me, Pete? I can't get DirecTV. The really cool guys, there was like four of them came out. They tried everything with that device, and there was no way. Too many tall trees, ma'am. We can't get you your DirecTV for you. I really wanted it.
Oh, yeah, it's the only way to go.
I think so, too. It's not as expensive. I'm sorry, yeah. They hold you hostage with everything else.
And you get real television.
Yes, real television.
But anyway, that would put the satellites on, you know, satellite phones. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah. And
for the general public, that would be sweet. I would actually get rid of this flip phone that I'm talking to you on right now.
Yeah, exactly. It would be sweet.
Of course, it probably cost a fortune. But,
well, look at it this way. If they can't, you know, that whole merger thing, if they allow Comcast to merge with Time Warner, then how can they deny AT&T and DirecTV? If they're buying up DirecTV, that should they have to allow that.
That would be the Cadillac right there.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Oh, yeah. Get your money out, boys and girls. It's time to do the stock market.
Scary.
Yeah. Scary, he says. Nathan says, scary. I'm just going to have to go chop down some trees so I can get me the DirecTV then.
My God, where do you live, in a forest?
I'm deep in the woods where no one can ever find me. In a bunker, you have to leave breadcrumbs so you can find your way out of the palace, as we say.
It's the 3 G's, you know, guns, gold, and groceries.
Oh, Pete, that's too funny. We got to leave on that note. That's brilliant. Thanks for that call, Pete. That was good. Great stuff. All right, time for one of my favorite things, dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Dumb. Homeowners buy surge protectors to protect their possessions from unexpected surges of what? Electric current, water flow, air pressure, buyer's remorse.
I will say B, water flow, bioenergy.
All right, I love it. Okay, so this one is from Ron, who says, Kate, dumb things are hilarious. I sat and thought about it, and I thought, I'm smart. I'm not dumb. I'm not going to write that lady and tell her about anything that I have done that I feel is a little bit embarrassing, perhaps, but not flat-out dumb. And then I realized, no, I have some dumb things to contribute, so I picked one of them. I have actually done three stupid things with my lawnmower, twice on two separate occasions, after paying to have sprinkler heads fixed that were a mess and tromped on and stepped on and everything else. I ran the lawnmower over the sprinkler heads, jammed up the lawnmower, and had to get the sprinkler head fixed. Okay, so I've done that twice. Now, for my last feat, I cut a cable line. How did I do that? I was not paying attention when I was mowing the lawn. I was listening to my tunage, going along, and realizing what I had done afterwards. So I say that I am as guilty as all of your other listeners who have written in to talk about the dumb things that they have done. All right, thanks for the confession. How about this? We go from Ron to Joseph, who says, Kate, here is the dumbest thing perhaps that I have ever done. You know, in the summertime when you have a pool, I worked hard to get my pool. And it is like a money pit, as many people say, but I don't care. I like the pool. My buddies come over, we hang out, we have a few cold ones, you know what I'm saying. So, because the water evaporates, you have to fill the pool up. You know, you've got to put the hose in the pool. Well, I put the hose in the pool, maybe had a few cold ones, walked away, figuring I would turn it off in an hour or so, but I forgot all about it. Let's just say I flooded both of my neighbors' yards, and what a mess I created, and oh, what a water bill. Ooh, that would be such a bummer to flood out your neighbors' yards and your own yard. Everything must have been floating in that backyard. That can happen easy. If you just dump the hose in there and then you walk away and that's it. All right, here's one from Lane who says, dumb things I shouldn't have done. I can't tell you how many times in my life this has happened to me, Katie Kate, but I know it's happened at least a handful of times. Let's just put it that way. Where I've been at the market, and I guess my mind is elsewhere. I have a few things to pick up, but then I pick up a few too many things. I'm going through the line. Things are getting bagged up. I have them in my cart that's just not quite the right size. I go to the car, and somehow I forget the soda, the water, the whatever, the dog food, that's on the lower end of the cart. You know what I'm talking about? Underneath, in other words. And I've already put the cart back. I'm in my car. I'm halfway home. I realize what I've done. And often the product is not exactly the cheapest of all the products I've bought. By the time I go back, mysteriously, usually it is missing. People are, I think, inherently good, but for some reason I run into the nasty ones who steal the dog food, the Gatorade, and the Sody Pop when I leave it in the cart. Oh, that's a bummer. Oh, I think I've done that before, but not, I don't think it was anything pricey. It might have been water. I think another time I left a bag, but actually one time I left a bag and I went back and it was there. They hadn't even pulled the carts out and it was there, so there was no problem. Okay, here's another one. This one is from Bill. And Bill says, Kate, this is perhaps one of the dumbest things that I've done because it was such a pain in the neck. So I went miniature golfing with kids and nephews and a whole bunch of my crew. We were on vacation in Myrtle Beach. It was a lot of fun. You know, the kids, the craziness, getting some hot dogs and ice cream afterwards at the same place. That whole thing about hitting the ball into the crab's mouth. I guess in my haste to just get it all done and get out of there and get back to the rental place where we were, I forgot my driver's license. Lo and behold, I had a little bit of a lead foot. I was pulled over by a cop. I had no driver's license. It was back at the miniature golf place. The cop didn't believe me, gave me a ticket, and told me to get off the road and not to drive. What a nightmare that was. My wife had to retrieve the license, which she eventually did. Thank goodness they still had it. But I ended up with a ticket. You would think I would have gotten a break from the cop. No, not always. Oh, that's the worst. You left your license. I don't know if I've ever done that. I bet you I have. I bet all of you have left your license at some point or lost it anyway. All right, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.